Good morning. Thank you so much for being with us today. Our service will begin this morning with a responsive reading of our Psalter, Psalm number 11. It is found in the black Appleton Psalter in front of you. We will read responsively by verse, and we invite all of you to join us. Psalm 11. In the Lord put I my trust. How say ye to my soul, flee as a bird to your mountain? If the foundations be destroyed, what can the righteous do?
The Lord is in his holy temple. The Lord's throne is in heaven. His eyes behold the poor and his eyes the men.
The Lord trieth the righteous, but the wicked and him that loveth violence his soul hateth. For the righteous Lord loveth righteousness. His countenance doth behold the upright.
Good morning. I've chosen to read Psalm 119, 105, verses 105 to 112, because it was part of a ritual of my life every Monday at noon over the past several years. Your word is a lantern to my feet and a light upon my path. I have sworn and am determined to keep your righteous judgments. I am deeply troubled. Preserve my life, O Lord, according to your word. Accept, O Lord, the willing tribute of my lips and teach me your judgments. My life is always in my hand, yet I do not forget your law. The wicked have set a trap for me, but I have not strayed from your commandments. Your decrees are my inheritance forever, Truly, they are the joy of my heart. I have applied my heart to fulfill your statutes forever and to the end. Well, this morning, I'm going to talk about sext. No, not sending dirty text messages or sexting, but the Christian liturgy. 7 years ago, I was lured to Oxford by the professional challenges of serving as Bodley's librarian. Only gradually did I lift my head above the parapets to perceive the collegiate world of the dreaming city of dreaming spires. Much was mysterious. There were three terms, Michaelmas, Hilary, Trinity, marking dates in the Christian calendar. There were two academics called proctors who dressed like magpies, wearing subfusc, black suits, white shirts, white tie and bands. High table dinners, snuff passed around in a ram's horn, an erudite conversation. I was invited to join an illustrious assembly of university colleagues who dined on Fridays. Perhaps I was a curiosity, the first American and first woman to lead the Bodleian in its 400-year history. Lunch started with champagne, and it proceeded through delectable courses paired with exceptional wines. Chatham House rules prevailed. It was one of Oxford's hidden treasures. So when Ralph, a college principal, invited me to join a Monday lunch club, I accepted with alacrity, no questions asked. Shortly before our first lunch, Ralph called to apologize. His sister-in-law had died, and he couldn't introduce me personally. Christopher would do it instead. Well, Christopher was Dean of Christ Church Cathedral. Had he given me the book, Ralph asked. No, I replied, worried that I might have lost whatever book it was. Very bad for a librarian. Christopher escorted me to a room where others awaited, including a woman in a clerical collar, or dog collar, as they were always called in the UK. We stood in a circle, and Jennifer, chaplain of the college, led us in liturgical recitation. I shared the book of the very Reverend Christopher Lewis, wondering if I should bolt, certain that there was a case of mistaken identity. In a few minutes, we sat down to a wholesome, plain meal, conversed about the state of affairs at Oxford, theological, moral, political, and otherwise. Now, my religious education was extremely patchy. When I received my copy of the book from Ralph, I looked up sext and learned it is the sixth hour, or noon, the time of grace. At the sixth hour, Abraham received the three angels. At the sixth hour, Adam and Eve ate the apple, and Christ was nailed to the cross. I fumbled through this liturgy for months until finally the warden of Rhodes House helpfully put torn little yellow stickies in the pages so I could find my way. But no one ever raised the issue of my religious beliefs. I welcomed this calm start to my week, the poetic language of the recitation and the songs. Sometime after I became a regular member of this fellowship, the Bodleian and I were under siege because a change was made to the shelving of classics books, which angered several faculty. And the solution was to hold a discussion in the well of the Sheldonian Theater designed by Christopher Wren. But in my hour of need, and it was a very stressful time, these good men and women stood by me. They spoke on behalf of change, they sent encouraging emails and supportive letters, and they never criticized. Now, we live in an era in which it is possible to channel our lives, to listen only to those who think like us, who vote like us, or who pray like us. But at universities, we encounter much diversity. Let us not close ourselves off from others who are not like us. I was fortunate to encounter a group of devout Christians who welcomed someone who was different. They did not judge, they did not preach, but they acted in the spirit of loving kindness. I learned valuable lessons about integrity, openness, tolerance, and faith. And in tribute to these men and women whose goodness shines and remains with me today, the reading I have offered is from Psalm 119, with which we began our Monday noontime gatherings. Thank you.
Please bow your heads in prayer. Father God, we ask that you grant that this morning be a time of peace, in which we may slough off our manufactured selves and extend grace to those around us. And now coming together, we pray the words that you taught us, saying, Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen. Please stand as you are able and join us in singing this morning's hymn, Come Down, O Love Divine, hymn number 241. Grace and peace of our Lord Jesus Christ go with you, and taking his life as an example, may you extend selfless love and charity to all those you encounter. Let all God's people say, Amen.